Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Well, what can happen sometimes, to give one example, we live in a culture in which a lot of people chart the story of their own life based on their accumulation of wealth or status or moving up in their career, for example. So a lot of people will look at the previous year that they've lived and they will ask questions based on, did they get ahead? Did they fall behind? Do they have any financial setbacks? Are they moving forward? Did they get a promotion? They chart the story of their life as if the career or as if success or as if financial stability is at the center. That's how a lot of people in our Western society, living the American dream, that's how they think of their life. And yet the Christian should be asking different questions. It's not that questions about career are not important, but they can't be at the center. We should be asking questions about the previous year to say, have we become more like Christ in the previous year? Have we grown in our discipleship? Have we grown in our holiness? It could be that a setback in business is actually what propels us forward in our relationship with Jesus, and it could be that more success in business in one year may actually set us back some in our growth and our discipleship. We have to have an entirely different way of looking at our life, the stories of our life, how we judge success, failure, moving forward, backward, and things like that. And so it's just so easy for us, though, to slip into the patterns and the mindsets of the world and to begin to interpret our own life, to tell our own story the exact same way that other people in our society tell their own story. And when we do that, we really don't look that different from the people around us.
How does social media feed into this, Trevin?
Well, it becomes very difficult in a social media world to have civil conversations with people, to be able to talk with people people that we might disagree with on certain issues. And a lot of times I see Christians that are more united by their disgust or their outrage over something in the culture than over their desire to win people over to their perspective, to their point of view. And, just recently, the Wall Street Journal did an experiment showing the different timelines on Facebook based on whether you have conservative interests or liberal interests. And it is fascinating to look at the different ways that the timeline will change on your Facebook, your news feed, in order to show you news that the Facebook algorithm thinks you would want to see. And what it actually, social media has done is that it actually means we go to the internet to get news, not so that we can be informed, but so that we can be affirmed in our own position, affirmed in our own point of view, our own perspective. Christians have to be the kinds of people who can speak more than one language. Not necessarily bilingual in a sense of an actual language in the world, but where we can actually speak the language of the people in the culture we're trying to reach, to understand where people are coming from who disagree with us, so that we can winsomely seek to persuade and seek to have civil conversation that brings people along to a different point of view. And as Christians, it's hard in a social media age to do that, because it doesn't happen very often online. But we as Christians have got to try. We've got to be salt and light everywhere, and that includes our social media presence.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.